Welcome to 84, the episode for marketers at B2B startup companies. Today's episode, we are doing something a little bit different because I want to talk about business school and the GMAT. I want to talk about why you might actually want to get an MBA, even if you are working at startup companies, and some lessons I've learned from preparing for the GMAT and taking my first attempt at it. So first of all, why would you even want to do an MBA if you're working at a startup company? Well, in the startup world, there's a lot of negative talk about getting an MBA. Most executives you talk to, especially as a junior level marketer, founders, and other leaders in the company will tell you, unless they have an MBA, that getting an MBA is not worth it and that you can just learn everything you need to learn from the MBA on the job itself. But at the same time, if you look at these founders and you look at who they hire to run their marketing teams, most of the time these people have advanced degrees of some sort and many have MBAs. So you're in a bit of a conundrum here because on one hand you have people that are successful telling you you don't need to get one, but then you look and see who they're actually hiring for leadership positions, and usually these people have MBA degrees. So it made me question whether or not what they were saying was true. And that's something that you should question yourself as well. But it's important to actually also consider that not all MBA programs are created equal. And with the wide variety of MBA programs that's available on the market today, it's really important that you select one that is attuned and aligned to your career objectives as someone that works in B2B technology SaaS startups. Some of the things you don't get trained at a startup company, especially as a marketer, is the principles of management. So you never really get taught how to manage people. Usually there's no processes in place and it's difficult to understand how to set up and run organizations to scale. Now, you also don't always really get exposure to high-level business concepts, and you usually don't get into the room when the executive board is meeting and talking about company-wide strategy. And that's because you just don't have any experience and your contributions just would not be valued there. Now, what an MBA provides you is you get to learn those high-level business strategies and principles that would let you add value in these types of boardroom discussions, as well as show that you are intellectually capable and that you have a sound grasp of business fundamentals to even get into these rooms to have and participate in these discussions in the first place. So even if you are a master of SEO and you're a master of digital marketing, if you're not also an adept at business strategy, you are just not going to get into those discussions for the most part. By and large, there are a lot of exceptional marketers that I'm seeing out there. Well, not a lot, because if there were a lot, then they would not be exceptional. But for example, people like Dave Gerhardt and a couple other marketers I've seen, they do not have MBAs, but they are still in those discussions. But that is also another possibility. So again, the bet you need to decide for yourself is, for the return I'm projecting on my MBA, can I bet that this will get me the knowledge I need and the credibility I need in return for the investment? Or should I forgo doing the investment of time and resources and instead double down and focus on my career and bet that I will be able to get lucky enough to have the right experiences and mixes of bosses and companies along my career path and won't need to get an MBA? And will I get lucky enough that I have the right mix of product market fit and messaging and marketing support at my company that will let me become an outstanding marketer so I can fast track into adding value in those high level discussions? So these are the questions you have to wrestle with yourself to decide whether or not you want to get one. And ultimately, I've decided that I want to get one. Great. Now you've decided you want to get an MBA. What are the next steps? Well, you could research programs and do all that, but really the first thing you need to get out of the way is the GMAT or the GRE. Now, I decided to take the GMAT. I took it once already and I got a 600, but my preparation the first time around was simply to take loads of practice tests. I think I took about 2 practice tests every week for a period of about 10 to 12 weeks, and then I took my GMAT. I got a 600. And you know, I didn't discover anything that I didn't already know about my preparation for it, and that was that I was going to crush it in the verbal section and in the writing section where I got a perfect score, and then I was going to flop on the quantitative section, which is exactly what happened. So the second time around, I've been studying, I've been taking a little bit different of an approach. I've been practicing an hour a day and studying math. I've actually enrolled in a GMAT math course for $50 that I found on mathhelp.com. Planning to take another one as well, and I'm also adding in one practice test per week on top of that to keep my ability to sit through a 4-hour test and maintain my mental acuity sharp and keep my ability to answer the verbal GMAT questions fresh in my brain. Besides the GMAT, the next thing you want to think about is why are you even doing an MBA in the first place? What's your goal? And for me, I had to think about that for a while, and I'm still really figuring out what that deep goal is, but I have some general ideas now, and I think one of them is to really get that understanding of business strategy and how marketing can support other functions, but as well as how important product strategy is and how to address and enter new markets, you know, how to create a sales strategy, things like that, things that I would never really get exposure to working in my day-to-day as a marketing manager. And also just a wealth of case studies and analysis, right? Because I really am a big believer in studying history, since history tends to repeat itself. And one of the cool things you do in an MBA program is you study the history of business ventures, analyze their decision making, see what went wrong, see what went right, and then take lessons from that you can then apply to your own practice in the world of business. And that is probably my biggest reason for wanting to take the M get an MBA, is to get that foundation in high-level business strategy and management. Now, after you're prepped for the GMAT, you know why you want to get an MBA. The next thing to consider is what kind of program do you want to go to? Well, for me, a full-time program was never on the table. I do not want to stop working and lose that income while I'm in the MBA program, and I'm also not making a career transition, right? So a full-time program might be more appropriate if you're trying to make a career transition, which I'm not doing. So instead of that, I am looking into online programs and part-time programs. And the objective is to continue to hold a full-time job and progress my marketing career while I am finishing my MBA education. Now, how many times should you take the GMAT? Well, that is up for debate because technically you can take the GMAT an unlimited amount of times. However, the programs you're applying to will see how many times you took the GMAT. And what I found in my research is that if you take it more than 2 or 3 times, these programs will see that as an overfocus on your GMAT. However, if you had a low GPA, and your low GPA would be defined as a GPA that is 0.2 points under the range for admission into the program. So if your GPA falls into that, into your target programs, then you really need to get your GMAT score up in order to prove that you have the academic aptitude to complete the program, right? So that's how you need to calibrate your GMAT score goals, depending on your program, your undergraduate GPA, and yes. Finally, how long does this process take, start to finish? For me, this is going to be a multi-year process. It took me a while to decide I actually wanted to go forward and do this. It took me a while to decide why I wanted to do it, and then now it's taking me a while to study for the GMAT. And after that, it's gonna take some time to get my recommendation letters together, as well as my own essays, and identify a couple of target programs beyond USC's online EMBA program and the Berkeley Weekend program here that's local in California. So there's a lot of other interesting MBA programs that are out there that I need to explore. And applying and prepping for all of those is going to be a process in and of itself. So I recommend that if you're thinking about the MBA, go and start planning long term for it. And you need to, you know, at least start your process, I would say, about a year away from when you decide to that you want to fill an application out. So you'll probably need about a year to get everything together, your GMAT, your recommendation letters, your essays, and your target programs, as well as all the other documentation. All right, and that's it for this episode. Thanks for joining me in my journey towards getting an MBA on the podcast. And if you're listening, make sure to hit that subscribe button. New episodes being published every week. I'll see you guys next time on 84.